This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Before I begin today's podcast, I just want to share with you that I just spent a few days with my wonderful little granddaughter, Daphne, who's now 7 months old. And one of the things that she absolutely loves is lying on her back, drinking a bottle while I read to her. And she just gets so absorbed and just seeing her little eyes flashing and the smiles on her faces and the giggle. And it just made me want to share this podcast with you on a really quick way of instantly improving your mental health, which is through reading fiction. Reading fiction is an amazing way of helping us get our psychoneurobiology into the right kind of frame where we can really focus on managing our mental health and on helping us to actually move forward through the day and through the challenges of life. So I'd love you to join me in today's episode as I share one of my recent NeuroLives that I did in my NeuroCycle app. And I dive deeply into the importance of reading fiction and how this can help you with your mental health. And if you are hearing this, you're currently not in the NeuroCycle app and you'll only be hearing the first half of this conversation. And in order to hear the full episode, you'll need to subscribe to the NeuroCycle app where you can listen to the full episode in the NeuroLive section. I do lots of different NeuroLives, all things related to mental health to help you in the NeuroCycle app. The link and details will be in the show notes. So let's dive into a quick way to help you with your mental health, and that is reading fiction. Welcome to the next NeuroLive. And today we're going to talk about the one thing you can do that will instantly help you improve your mental health, which is a fantastic thing to do, and then also help you with your NeuroCycle. So I'm going to talk to you about reading fiction, literary fiction and general fiction as a fantastic tool to help you instantly help manage your mental health in the moment. And it's wonderful. I'm going to give you some demonstrations of how I use this myself in my NeuroCycle to make the process of reflecting and rechecking and the active reaches, especially the rechecking and also active reaches, actually, if I think of it, in a fantastic way. So in last week's NeuroLive, and if you haven't watched them, I recommend you guys go back and watch the previous ones because they don't build on each other, but they do build on each other. So you're going to get benefit from watching them on their own, but also it's great if you watch them together. I focused a lot on gathering awareness of the four signals last week and how to just read that in your body and how to be able to use that in the NeuroCycle. And I want you to remember that with the gathering awareness of the four signals and then use that to tune into how you're feeling. And then if you need some instant help, use this fiction that I'm going to talk about today. Okay, so my daughters and myself are obsessed with Sarah Mars and her series. She has so many different series. Throne of Glass, and we just got this. Look at the size of this book. I just love it. I get so excited. This is the House of Flame and Shadow, which is that's the Crescent City novel series. So my daughters, I have three daughters, and we're all reading these novels, and we have been for a few months because each series that Sarah Mars writes, and she's not the only author we read, but we're reading hers at the moment. She writes multiple books within each series, and each book is like 900 pages long. And we get this and we get so excited and we read through this and we share and communicate and we talk about, we have these conversations like, who does that person think you of? And who's the person in the character, which character in the novel is the one that most represents this person? And what did you think of how they handled that situation? Can you believe this? And there's these texts going back and forth and there's these discussions when we go for walks and sometimes in the middle of business meetings because my kids will work for us, we'll suddenly, that's some character comment in a book, in one of the books or something like that. And it's, so in other words, it's created a really, it's a great bonding to read fiction with a group of people. But it's also a great way of developing empathy with others because you tune into the characters. When you read a book, you tune into the characters. You involved in their lives and you psychologically get, start anticipating what they're going to do and what they're thinking, and you close gaps and you visualizing these scenarios that people are creating for you with words. And it's very powerful that when you read a piece of text and you visualize those scenarios, that's activating so many different parts of your brain to work together in such a cohesive way. So as you're not seeing it, you I think in your mind's eye, so you get tremendous activity in the occipital lobe, which is the back of the brain that's working with the frontal lobe. In fact, you get massive bursts of what we call beta activity, which is a wave that shows that you're very focused and insight and developing insight. And it activates this like flow across the brain that is very healing. It also tends to activate the alpha wave, which is a very calming wave, which is a wave in the brain that when you get insightful, increases in activity. And when I talk about these brain waves, when I say things like alpha and gamma and beta, those are the names of the frequencies of brain waves. And brain waves are basically how your energy, your brain is filled with energy. And it's basically a way to understand the energy of your brain because your brain is responding to the experiences that you're having. So all those brain waves operate all the time and go up and down according to the state that you're in. And when you get worked up about something and you feel like your mental health is being challenged and you feel like you're anxious or worked up or stressed out or someone's upset you or something, a very quick way of getting a very nice flow of balanced waves is to read fiction and to just take a few moments, even if it's 10, 15 minutes. And you've heard me, if you listen to my podcast, I did a whole podcast in detail on this, which you can go listen to as well. And you'll hear that. And I often talk about this, how I'll go and just read some fiction. Even if it's 5 minutes, I make sure that I in my day reading fiction, when I'm in the sauna, I'm reading fiction. And it gives me a way. I know on a neuroscientific level, it's calming my brain down, getting a beautiful balance between my energy response in my brain to what I'm experiencing. So if I'm feeling like my heart's beating, the physical warning signal, and I'm feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, emotional warning signal, and I'm feeling, and I can feel that my perspective is, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And my behavioral signals are maybe getting, a bit on edgy in terms of how I'm speaking, what I'm, kind of reacting to people. When I sense that kind of thing and I'm feeling like I'm losing my creativity or I just need to calm down, I'll go grab my book and I'll read it for, even if it's only 5 minutes. And that is enough to activate a balance between the different energy responses. Springtime is here, which means more outdoor activities and more meals outside in the sunshine. And as someone who's a big fan of the outdoors, getting together with loved ones and sharing food under the sun is an important part of my life. Equally important is the quality of the food we eat, which is why I'm a big fan of ButcherBox. They take the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, with 100% grass-fed organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. All of their products are humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. With ButcherBox, I get just what I want delivered right to my doorstep with free shipping in the continent of the US and no surprise fees. Plus, I get to choose from a variety of box plans options, from curated to customized, and change my plan whenever I want. And today, ButcherBox is giving our listeners a special offer. Use my link, butcherbox.com/Dr. Leaf, and use the code Dr. Leaf to get $20 off your first order. That's butcherbox.com/Dr. Leaf and the code Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what we want is we want insight to increase when we're in a mental health challenging moment. And we want that in, and we want a healing energy to flow so that we can calm down on your physiology. Otherwise, we're getting this feedback that I'm in a panic. And we want to also get a clarity in our minds. So that comes from a combination of increasing what we call low beta energy, increasing gamma energy, increasing alpha, increasing theta in a very balanced way. So the theta wave, if you think of the waves of the sea, where the waves are swirling, but it looks calm. And that's, so we often talk about this theta wave when it starts to merge the brain. It creates a calming energy through the brain, and that sends us a calming sensation to the body. The alpha wave is like a bridge between the conscious and unconscious mind. So if you think of it in terms of the sea, it's just before coming out of the theta wave, just before the big waves build on the beach, you get alpha. And that alpha is a building wave, and it's a connection wave. It's like a bridge, and it helps you to get insight. So the reading is activating a flow of healing theta, activating a bit of insight away, the alpha wave, which is going to help you to calm down to a point where you're getting insight. And it's going to then help you get very focused. It's going to stimulate low beta wave where you can actually start getting focused. And so that combination is very powerful in getting you out of a mental health jam. And it's very, very quick to do that as well. So that's one thing that's just amazing. You can be in that state and you do that, and it's just, it's incredible how it actually just, how you respond. Then the other thing that it's fantastic for is in terms of, I've mentioned already, in terms of developing empathy. Some research from the New York School, in New York City, has shown that when you read fiction, general fiction, you're going to get the excitement of the characters and ups and downs that they're going through it creates a lot of fun and anticipation in you. When you read literary fiction, which is more formal fiction, that creates, where it's not so obvious about what the characters are going to, it's not as predictable. You've got to really work out things. That also increases your capacity for empathy and improve socialization. So here's another tool. If you battle a bit with social anxiety, reading literary fiction can actually help you get, and general fiction can help you get into a healthy state or a calmer state that you can deal better with going into a social situation. So there's another example. And then the other way that I love to use fiction is that, and then I'm going to give you a general list in a moment of all the different things that it does, sort of summary, but I love to use it to find rechecks for myself, which I mentioned at the beginning. So as I'm reading something, I always have my phone. I tend to read on Kindle. So I've got my notes section of my phone, and I have a little heading rechecks. To reach as I've taken the 5 steps. And I've got these little headings on my notes section of my phone. And as I'm reading, if there's something that a character says or a situation, and it just makes me think, wow, that's just something amazing that maybe I could use, or maybe I could guide someone to use. And then I'll actually just copy and paste that in the note. So as I'm reading, even when it's the 5-minute or 10-minute relaxation read, or if it's when I'm lying in the bath at night, one down there reading, if I'm reading in bed, or if I'm reading in the sauna, whenever I find something that stands out and could potentially be something like a recheck or an active reach, I copy and paste it in. And I'm just going to go through 5 of yours. And these are from the Sarah Maas series, Throne of Glass. And it's a whole, you need to read the books to see that there's a whole lot of different characters going through different things, which is what stories are. And just so here's some of the, before I go through some of the ones that I've selected, when you're reading, that process of focusing on those words, building that story in your mind and seeing those people and seeing the connections and seeing the relationships and anticipating what may happen next. And that is, you'll feel your heart beating, and it's excellent to calm your mental health. It's very distracting. Now, I had a situation just this morning. I had to get ready for another meeting, not this NeuroLive, another meeting. It's a huge project we're working on. And it was just, I was completely felt overwhelmed by the size of the project and the way I was approaching it. And then as I was doing this, I felt myself getting like, okay, I'm losing it. I'm losing my creativity. I'm not going to do well. And I took the 5 minutes to calm down my mental health. And honestly, within 5 minutes, my mental health was back on track. So I got the theta wave going, I got the beta wave going, I got the gamma wave going, the theta, alpha, and the beta, and a little bit of gamma. So it's, and the gamma wave is a wave that helps you to actually start thinking of creative ideas, like the learning. When you get into that stage where you can actually solve a problem and you start to think of new ideas, then you'll see gamma activity. But it got me in that state, and then I could go back and work and prepare for that meeting and so on. Okay, so here's some examples. I'm just going to go through a few. This is, and I put this under this particular phrase under the recheck section, and I made a note that this is an example of when we suppress things, how it can affect mental and physical healing. So this particular character has had a really bad accident and has lost the use of their legs from their waist down, and they're going through a process of healing, and the person that they're working with is in trying to get them to deal with their stuff. Like I tell you all the time, you've got to deal with your stuff. So that's why I just really like this. And so here's the character, and it's just a little phrase. There are choices in my past, he said tightly, that I have come to regret, but I can only move on and attempt to fix them. Fight to make sure that they do not occur again. And then the person that is working with this character on his healing says that facing the emotional consequences of your injury will be a part of this process. And then the person responds, says, I don't need to face anything. I know what happened before, during, and after. And that's what I want to focus on here. That really got me, because so often I heard my patients say things like, yeah, I got this. I know what happened. I can tell you what happened. And so many times people have sent me emails and direct messages and that kind of thing. And where they've actually said, I know what happened. I know why I'm like this. So I don't want to face it anymore. I just want to get through it. But unfortunately, you have to deal with, you have to learn how to sit with that and how to process what happened. So very often, when you're going into the neurocycle process, you're going in with this way that you're functioning as your main thought, your main story. And you know the story. You can actually tell the story, but you've never really given yourself a chance to process it, to maybe forgive yourself, forgive other people, to sit with that pain. Every time it's come up, you've pushed it down. And you've heard me say before that if you don't break it down, it gets stronger and stronger. So the neurocycle is bringing it up. It's very sore. It's very painful. I know. And that's why you do tiny little every. That's why even if you can even do, if it's really painful, just go through the 5 steps in a minute, in 3 minutes, in 5 minutes max. So you're not spending too long. But each day that you're doing that neurocycle, you're facing that thing. You're breaking it down. You are deconstructing it. And when you do that, you are getting power over it. You are getting power. You're getting more control as opposed to less control. You are controlling it versus it controlling you. You can't keep pushing it down. You can't keep suppressing, because that, as we know from what you learned from me, and maybe you don't know, is it's going somewhere. That toxic energy from that experience, if it's not deconstructed, is going to affect the immune system of your brain, the immune system of your body, and increase your vulnerability of your body to physical and mental healing over time, challenges over time. And if you are trying to heal, not facing your stuff and processing your stuff can slow down your healing. And that's why this appealed to me so much, that we've got choices that you've made in the past. And sometimes we've never forgiven ourselves for those choices, because those choices had consequence. Every choice that we've made has had a consequence. And this person says, these are choices I've made that I've come to regret. But instead of processing through that regret, that choice was that choice. This consequence, I really regret. What could I, can I have to forgive myself? I take ownership of that. I take responsibility, but I can move on. It was a mistake. That conversation, this particular character in this book wasn't having. It was, oh, that was a bad choice. I regretted suppression. And that's not good. You've got to face the emotional consequences of your injury, part of that process. And so many times this is what this caught me, when this person said, I don't need to face anything. I know what happened before, during, and after. So many of my patients used to say that. I've said that. I don't need to face this. I know what happened. But then I realized, yes, you do know what happened. You can explain the root of the tree. You've got the whole tree there. But that tree is still in its very strong toxic state. It has to be deconstructed and reconstructed to weaken it and to grow that healthy branch, where you get to, okay, this happened. This mistake happened. These are the regrets I had. These are the consequences. But this is how I am moving forward. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com. And to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.